Welcome to Story Time. This is Aunt Dee. I'm so glad you chose to join us today. When you go to a park, do you ever take some stale bread to feed the birds? It's fun to watch them dive down for those broken pieces, isn't it? But how would you feel if you went to the park one day and the birds brought food to you? That would be incredible, wouldn't it? Well, just as incredible as our true story from God's Word today. Something very upsetting is going on in the palace of Ahab, the king of Israel. The prophet Elijah has just brought a message from God to the king. Let's listen in. "As the Lord God of Israel lives, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew or rain these years, but according to my word." No rain for years? This is serious. No rain in the land of Israel would mean no plants would grow, and the streams and rivers would soon dry up. There would be no water to drink. Why would God do this to his people? The answer is simple enough. Wicked King Ahab and his wife Jezebel had filled the land of Israel with idols and had turned the people of Israel to worship these statues. God had warned his people for years about this very thing. Let's go back to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 11. Verse 16 warns, "Take heed to yourselves." That means pay attention to the way you live. "That your heart be not deceived, and you turn aside and serve other gods and worship them." God went on to say that if the people of Israel turned to worship other gods, God's anger would be against them, and he would shut up heaven that no rain would come. The people of Israel knew God's warning, but they had turned away from him to serve idols. They were deliberately sinning against God. But you and I sin against God, too. Maybe you don't worship idols, but do you put other things or people first in your life before God? Do you sometimes disobey your parents? Are there times when you're jealous or envious of others? Those are all ways we sin and displease our perfectly holy God. And even though he created us and loves us, God says we cannot be with him in heaven because of our sin. How much he longs for us to have our sins forgiven so we can be with him and enjoy his wonderful home in heaven forever. God longs to have you with him so much that he allowed his perfect, beloved Son, Jesus, to suffer your punishment for sin. Jesus' death on the cross was a willing sacrifice for you. 1 Peter 2:24 says, "Who his own self bare," or took, "our sins in his own body on the tree, that we should live." After the Lord Jesus died to pay for our sins, he rose on the third day and later went on to heaven. You can deliberately choose to pray today, asking Jesus to save you from sin so you can live forever. The people of Israel had deliberately chosen to turn away from God and worship idols. Now they'd have to suffer the terrible consequences of their sin. No rain means no life. But what about Elijah? He was a prophet who believed in the true and living God. What will happen to him during these years of no rain? You can be sure God was going to take care of his prophet Elijah. God told him to go hide himself by the brook Cherith. Elijah obeyed, and he found plenty of water to drink there. And here is one of the incredible things that happened to Elijah. He did not feed the birds. The birds came every day to feed him. Yes, the Bible tells us God commanded the ravens to come every morning and every evening to bring Elijah bread and meat, the best bread and meat, I'm sure. Ravens are big black birds, and their nature is to be very greedy, to eat up any food they find. But this time, the ravens obeyed their creator God and faithfully fed the prophet Elijah every day. What an unusual and miraculous way God had of supplying Elijah's needs. If you believed on the Lord Jesus already, you're God's child too, and you can trust him to supply your every need. Now, maybe he won't use a big black raven to do it, But our memory verse for today is Philippians 4:19, and it says, "My God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus." What are some of your needs? Well, everyone needs food, shelter, clothing, water, air. We have a need to feel safe, to belong, to be loved. When you have a need, what do? Do you worry or complain? Do you look to others, such as your parents, to meet your needs? Well, sometimes God does use others, especially your parents, to supply your needs. And very often God may show you how you can meet your own need. But the basic truth is that God supplies all your needs. If you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior from sin, God is your wise Heavenly Father, and He wants you to pray and tell Him about your needs. Then He will use the wisest way to meet that need. If you're God's child, He's already met your greatest need by forgiving your sin and saving you from sin's eternal punishment. Thank Him daily for supplying that need and all your needs. I'm sure Elijah did not forget to thank God for the bread and meat the ravens brought him every day. After a while, the little brook dried up because, after all, there had been no rain in the land. But God knew the plans He had for Elijah. In 1 Kings 17:9, God told Elijah to get up and go live in a town called Zarephath in Zidon. Now, if Elijah had been given a choice, he would never have chosen Zidon. It was a country full of idol worship, wicked things. And the people of Zidon had helped turn the people of Israel away from the true and living God. But God chose for Elijah to go to Zidon, and He chose it for a reason. Elijah did not question. He just obeyed. As he came to the gate of the city of Zarephath, he saw a sad, tired-looking woman. She was gathering sticks of wood to make a fire. It seems a little strange that Elijah passed right on by a polite introduction and said, "Go get me a little water, please, so I can drink." Stranger still, the woman immediately turned to obey. She never asked a question. Elijah called out to her, and bring me a little bread, too, please." Then the woman turned, and perhaps she cried as she told Elijah her sad story. "As the Lord your God lives, sir, I don't have any bread. All I have is a little flour in the bottom of the barrel and a little oil left in the jug. I came out today to gather two sticks to make a fire to cook that last little bit of bread I can make. Then my son and I will eat it and we'll die." Boys and girls, can you see what terrible things happen when there's no rain? Elijah was not troubled, however. He said, "Don't be afraid. Go and make that little bit of bread, but bring me some first, and then afterwards make for you and your son. For the Lord God of Israel says, 'The barrel of flour will not go empty, neither will your jug of oil fail, until the day the Lord sends rain upon the earth.'" God knew that widow's heart before He sent Elijah there. The widow went quickly and quietly to obey Elijah, and sure enough, she made Elijah's bread first and took it to him. Well, what do you think, boys and girls? When she went back, was there flour? Was there oil to make bread for her and her son? The Bible tells us there was plenty for them, many days, just as God said there would be. Isn't the life of Elijah exciting to read? But you must remember, this is real life. These things really happened, although a long time ago. The God who provided for Elijah is the same God who still promises He will supply our needs today. If you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior from sin, trust Him to meet your need. Rather than complaining or worrying or nagging your parents, go to Jesus in prayer, asking Him for what you need. Why not even keep a little book and write down your request and the date you made them? Watch and record your answers to prayer. Aunt Dee loves to keep a record of how God supplies my needs, And what a reason I have then to praise him as I read those answers to prayer over and over. If you've never believed in the Lord Jesus, your greatest need is to have your sins forgiven. Even if all your other needs were met, what would happen if you died today? Only having our sins forgiven by the Lord Jesus can meet that need to be made right with God and to have his everlasting life. Won't you go right now to How to Be a Child of God and follow the steps? That's all for story time today, boys and girls. But don't forget to join us next time. And why not take time today to send Aunt Dee a note at goodfriend.com.